Welcome back to the podcast. My God, 7 days without this podcast has felt fucking great. And I know you're like, oh my God, Christian, you're swearing. Yeah, I feel like it's more fun. And I'm not trying to target at someone. So just don't say in front of parents or people who don't enjoy when others swear. But for today's podcast, I'll kind of be talking about why having a podcast kind of sucks, also great at the same time, and the many quirks of school and how you can quote-unquote stand out. It's not really a guide because I do not quote-unquote stand out, but it's a guide. So, welcome back, and I'll start off with saying that at my old school, I used to go to a school called Vegan, not a school called CISM. Someone thought I came from CISM. I'm half Chinese, so maybe just race. JK, okay, don't get mad at me. At my old school, Beacon, any time we'd have a fun fact segment, I used to be house captain Beacon, not trying to flex, but flexing on you non-house captains. If you were a house captain once, then that's great. We had, to start the year, when you became a house captain, kind of a bonding exercise between house captains. And even though there were three houses, Akashra, Malava, and Naira, which are three trees, and then they were a specific color, even if you were the house captain of a different, well, house, you'd still meet twice every week to talk about, like, things regarding the school itself. So what should we do with this, that? And we had icebreakers to start, because I kind of knew most of the people there, like my house captain and Akasha, my good friend Gino, that guy. He was my friend, but, like, all the house captains of the other houses, I was not close with. So we had icebreakers, and I was like, fun fact about yourself, the teacher asked me. Oh, I have a podcast. It's like, oh, wow, so quirky, so neat. And I'm like, yeah. It was quirky and neat at the time. And I would be like, oh, this is great, this is awesome. I have a podcast, talk about whatever shit I want. And it's content, free content, I get paid for it. Still to this day, I don't get paid for this. Heckin' sucks. But after that, so obviously I've been doing this podcast since like 2019, 2018. Jeez, that's 3 years. Oh God, wasted. JK. 3 years. So I go to ISM and then I'm still doing my podcast, still share it with my friends. And then now I go back to face to face. So I share this podcast on IG and stuff. Now I go back to face-to-face, where I actually meet people. Because online, only people I talked to were, like, the people I already talked to in Beacon. Like everyone's favorite Neagle when you get back on the podcast. Because the viewership, I'll talk about that later. But we need a boost. The Neagle boost is insane. So, I only talked to, like, my friend group. I mainly just talked with my friends in Beacon, because I was not friends at all, like, at all with the people in IS. Like, maybe I had one friend all of grade 8, but not really. So, we went to grade 9, half the year's, like, online, and then go back to face-to-face. I'm doing face-to-face now. And, you know, I have to meet people. So annoying. Conversation L. Kinda. I really used to be so extroverted. That's why I would do podcasts in school. And, like, we have that podcast where I'm in my design class. Go check that one out. I don't remember which one it was. I can look for it. But no, you can look for it. I didn't have... On the old titles, it's just season number and episode number. No title. But you're welcome now. And so, I really kept pushing it back then. I think made for a little more entertainment. And so now I didn't try to promote it. Like, maybe, like, sometimes in my class I'd bring it up, but, like, who the heck cared? Like no one cared. It was an icebreaker, no one's listening. And then with being face to face, people, you know, follow for follow, F for F. I follow way too many accounts. I really need to check over the accounts I'm following, because I think I have like 600 accounts that I'm following for no apparent reason. And so, So I'm having to share what my IG is. And of course I share my podcast there. I don't really know what it does, but I share it. And now people see it. And I'm like, oh, it's so quirky that I have a podcast. It's great. Oh my god. I feel so special. No, I think there's people in grade 10 or 11 that have a podcast way better than mine. I think I listened to one episode. So much better. It's fucking sad. Like, it is way better. And it hurts my soul. But my friend Nico, I think, put it best. I keep mentioning him, but he was the one who told me about that podcast. He's like, Christian, don't even try to compare the podcast. It's way better. I'm like, damn. It hurts. And so, yeah, that's kind of the quirk about having this podcast that I kind of hate. You know, it is so cringe, and it is me just spieling. Last podcast, you had to listen to me telling you how to fit in anywhere. I literally, for 2 minutes, told you how to literally fit in something. 16 people listened to that shit. I don't know, but you're dumb. Thanks, guys. All love. And now to the, like, main topic of discussion is why this quirk isn't great. So, having a podcast as your quirk is not really it's kind of a quirk, but, like, it's not an emotional quirk. You're not extroverted. It's not a quirk that makes you, like, stand out, because no one's gonna friend you just for that. I think. Maybe someone friended me just for that, but I don't know. There's a lot of other quirks that make people desire to hang out with you more. And, you know, just finding your quirk. Yeah, I spent 6 minutes blabbering and you got that one tip. Find your quirk. No way you've heard that one. Now on to the kind of like positives of having a podcast. Having my friends on is great. It's an excuse to talk with people and like, it's kind of can be an apology, like, hey, you want to be on? To people that I've, like, screwed over, or people that I've not talked to, you be on. Thumbs up. It's a good way kind of to bond with new people, like with Seb and Alec. Alec, I will come for you, and I will attack you, and I will kill you. You heard it here first. Okay. And so it was a way to, like, it's a funny memory that I now have with them, and now they want to be back on. I'll talk about it later. So, yeah, it's great. And with this podcast, it just allows me a medium to kind of share with people. Like, yeah, it just gives me a medium to talk about whatever I'm feeling. And older podcasts were straight ass cheeks, but, you know, we're trying to do better. Like, today. And now on to the things I said I'd talk about later. Firstly, I don't know if I'm recording next Monday or in school, but Seb wants me to do a podcast. Seb, Alec, and Andre. Those three will be awesome to have on, but just don't know what to talk about and don't know if I'm doing it online or in school. We'll see. If anyone else wants to be on the pod, just DM me. Open for business. Dun dun dun. Toby, I will do a podcast with you, but I just cannot do it so late. I post it late, but I don't record it late. Like, it's 6 p.m. right now. Actually, no. It's like, shiz. It's 8:15. Only today. But seriously, I need to get that guy back on. Homie. He used to be a friend that weekend. Gotta get him on. And then viewership. I've been wanting, my goal this year was to get to 100 consistent viewers. That is not happening, but we were at 6 or 5 at one point, and thanks to the fluctuation of people not understanding what this podcast is, we're back to an estimated audience of 20. Woo! Yeah, thanks guys. All love. Honestly, the goal, I used to say the goal wasn't viewership, but it is. But on a more serious note, I just hope to make stuff that's better. Stuff that includes more of my friends, and stuff that kind of can help you, or can make you smile, because the most important thing is that this podcast makes you smile, and I had a lot of emo podcasts. That phase was awful. But I hope that these podcasts can make you smile a little bit. And if you're having a shit day, make you happier. Having a fantastic day. Make your day as fantastic. So, yeah. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Peace out. Bingo Kangers. Bye, guys. We'll try to post more. This podcast isn't dead.